Patrick is to sign it today, the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs also must approve it. Under the compact, the tribe would give the state 17% of its gambling revenues if its proposed Taunton Resort Casino is the only one in the southeast region, and 21% if it's the only one in the state. The state's share would drop to 15% if a slot parlor opens up in the region. The state would get nothing if another commercial resort casino opens there. The 2011 state law that authorized up to 3 resort casinos gave temporary exclusivity to a federally recognized Indian tribe in the southeast, but the area has been open to other applicants. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.